flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Greg Williams always has an opinion. Always has an opinion. And, man, great stories. Greg was on with us just a few moments ago. If you missed any of it, it is available on the Odyssey app. Just hit rewind to 1 o'clock, and you have got it right there. Plus, Mary Kay Cabot joined us at 11 o'clock as well. So we've had both of them on today. What's your big takeaways from Greg Williams, Jeff?
He likes Myles Garrett.
Yeah, he does.
Can but he also seemed to tell me, did he give you the impression that I hope it works out for the Browns, but there are ways it could work out where it didn't seem to me that Greg absolutely said, you got to have him to win. You know what I mean? Or was I just hearing things? Or that you can do things a different way, but he certainly loves Miles and loves him as a player.
Yeah, and he also, I also felt like he, you know, he loves being here, Miles does, but it's just not, this isn't working out. And he wants to make sure that there's a path. I mean, he said every team in the NFL is probably contacting them to try to see if there's some way they can get Miles to come play for them. Which is, I mean, if you're the seller in that situation, right, doesn't that leave you a lot of options? A lot of great options, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine how many teams are, and I wonder how many picks they'd be willing to give up to get Miles, or how many players would you be willing to give up to get Miles along the way. I would think the market for Andrew Berry is through the roof if they can pull it off, and then they've got to figure out how to stretch out contracts and make sure that, you know, with dead cap money and all kinds of just stuff behind the there's wiring behind this, you know, behind the electricity on this that needs to be figured out too for them to be able to let him go. I think we forget about that. We just assume, well, if he doesn't want to be here, they could trade him and just go. But there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that still needs to happen to make that happen. If they want to make it happen. That's the other thing. Like, the Browns don't have to trade him. They don't. Does he want to sit out?
Of course not. I mean, that's what contracts are, Andy. They're legally binding, are they not?
As far as I know.
Yeah,
I believe so. What else did we get from Greg on that? I mean, he is just very clear cut on his thoughts on, especially about Miles, but just
and
about,
Andy Reid.
Yeah, because they're buddies.
Likes Andy Reid.
Yeah, and they're tight.
Hard to pick against them. Yeah, I just, Greg is a guy that if when you ask Greg a question, shut up and listen, and that's what I try to do whenever we have Greg on the show. You know, get something out there, get an opinion, and then just shut up and listen to him. And, you know, clearly Greg, as a defensive coordinator, has known what to do with big-time talent. And he knew that, knew what to do with Miles. And Jim Schwartz, you know, who he's worked with in the past, has continued on with that.
He did make me feel like, though, maybe there's a path to getting him to stay. And I, again, it's early. And I think he brought up a good point that, you know, there's a lot of emotion when you start seeing things like this. Obviously, there was emotion that set Miles, you know, into the trajectory of wanting to put this note out there saying, I've asked for a trade. And then Miles wanted to tell fans, I've asked for a trade. Because they've been talking about this for more than a month. And it just kind of became public yesterday. And it just, it set everything kind of on fire, which I wonder, as an agent, do I like this? This is what I want, right? I want to make sure that I'm creating a market for my player to get them to where they want to be and try to get them the most money. He's going to get the most money no matter where he goes. He's going to be extremely well compensated for the rest of his career here. It's just, I wish there was an easy way just to kind of end this drama quickly and say, okay, you know what? And unfortunately, I think fans, there's only two ways to do it, right? One, you get him to come back on board and go, you know what? I thought everything's, maybe I jumped the gun on this thing and I do want to stay, which I highly doubt. And I do want to stay because we've been able to patch things up. Or I think the other question that fans are saying is, hey, Jimmy, if you let your general manager go, maybe he'll stay. There's no guarantee on that either. And if you're the Browns, are you about to walk away from a general manager a couple weeks from the draft? I don't know how you can do that unless you feel unbelievable about the folks that are working in the building right now and you felt like there'd be no transition time. So knowing that you have this important draft coming up.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm just sitting here thinking, what do you do? You know, I can make a great case for keeping him. And being thrilled to have one of the best defensive players in the league on your team. I could sit here and make a case as to why you could trade him, Andy, and that would be the thing to do. And I keep going back to what Andrew Berry told Mary Kay Cabot that she shared with us when she was on with us at 11 o'clock. And that was that Andrew Berry said, you know, hey, this is not necessarily Super Bowl or bust next year. We have 2 or 3 years here.
That might be the most important thing we heard all day.
Yeah, the minute I heard that, I thought, well, why wouldn't you trade Miles then? Why wouldn't you?
Well, keep in mind as well when it comes to Greg, coaches love proven talent.
Absolutely.
Coaches love the true asset that is sitting there in front of them.
A guy who knows what to do and has already done it.
Draft picks are meaningless. I mean, they're borderline meaningless because, A, they become rookies, and maybe they bust, and maybe they're good. I would rather have the guy that's proven in front of me who I know is good rather than the magic beans. And that's always going to be the thought of a guy like Greg Williams, and his thought makes a lot of sense. You know why? Because magic beans get you fired. Proven assets don't.
It's true.
It's the same reason why veterans always play over rookies.
Hmm. Provoker. Look at that. Provoker. What do you got?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
So I want to present a dose of reality to this conversation with Greg Williams, because the Browns, I think they should trade down in this year's draft, and they should have traded the number one pick when we selected Myles Garrett. They should have traded down and gotten multiple picks, because the best guy in that draft was Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, and he was.
You win championships with quarterbacks, and you know, if there's any way that we accumulate other picks or even pick two quarterbacks in this draft, they've got to find the solution.
Wouldn't stun me if they went two quarterbacks in this draft. You know, there seems to be, you know, two guys at the top of the draft who everybody thinks should be there. And then, Andy, there seems to be five, six, seven guys who folks think, well, you know what, he might become something. And I could see the Browns doing what the Washington football team did when they drafted RG3, number two overall, like where the Browns are right now. And then in the fourth round took Kirk Cousins. I could see that happening. Well, bringing in Kirk Cousins.
I think the options are there. Let's talk a little bit more about, you know, where we really are. And I do think at some point here, you got to be able to take the emotion out of this to make a rock solid decision. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.